still fight without a penalty.
Okay, well, where's the non-weapon proficiency?
That's the same thing he's looking at.
What are where the weapon ones at? Oh, wait, no.
I'm going to get blind fighting then.
How many slots is it?
Oh, it's two.
Two. You can't. You could do it at
your
next level.
You can save it and do it next level.
Save it. You don't have to use it right now. It's just you can use it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or you can save it. Just write down. Make sure you got. Write down somewhere you have one available.
In any slot you have.
Just any spot you have.
Wait. I think that's what that was. One slot available. I might have saved it.
No, that's telling you how many you get. That's one every four levels. That tells you get one. Non-weapon proficiency every four levels.
Okay.
Which you'll get your next one at level 9.
Oh, go with brewing.
I don't know if you'd go with rowing, dude.
I said brewing.
Oh, I was going to say, you don't go and stay on the water long as a dwarf. You're like, I don't do water.
That's I'm okay with water, right?
You're what class
brewing.
Are you? An elf?
I'm a cleric, yeah.
What's your dexterity at, Chase?
I'm a gray elf.
Yeah, 16. You don't care whether you...
Actually, a good one that might be for you, especially with what your background's supposed to be, would be forgery. Or do you have forgery?
I already have that.
Right. You can add to it and make it better.
Biggie, I might make one better.
You can, because you can either add a point to one you already have or get a new one.
Okay, how do I add a point to one? This eraser, do we have any other erasers I can use? Yes, thank you. This keeps coming out of the pencil. Thinking I should either up fungi recognition or appraising. Dad. Appraising would probably be better, don't you think?
Yeah, considering you failed three times and you failed.
Yeah, okay. How do I up it? Dad?
On the right there, I can show you that.
Okay, when we rolled his appraising check, that is we did that wrong. When you did the bonuses or whatever the bonus or penalties is added or subtracted to his ability score, and then he's got to roll under that.
Yeah, all right. So his ability on appraising would have been...
he'd have had to roll... What's his intelligence at? 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think his intelligence plus 3, it looks like. Yeah, intelligence plus 3.
He would have rolled all, got all of those.
Except for one, he rolled a 20.
For the first one.
Yeah. So he'd have got the other two, so it don't really
it's
matter.
But now we know.
Now we know, yeah.
But if I added on, wouldn't that make it I had perfect appraising?
That would put it at a plus 4 instead of, so you literally would not be able to roll off of it.
Yeah, I'll think I'll do that.
I think that, well, technically... A perfect 20 on a 20-sided die is whether it'd be a fail no matter what.
Yeah.
I want to do tumbling. I want to add on to my tumbling.
Wait,
tumbling. You first. Add the numbers, add one slot on tumbling, and then you put the dex check would be plus 1.
Would thief be the same as rogue?
Yes,
thief is rogue.
I don't think I could fail dexterity.
Only natural 20 would make you fail. That's it, technically. You can't fail right now anyway.
Tumbling is plus 2. Oh. Well, no, because it was...
It's a dexterity check. You're already 20, which means the only thing that could make you fail would be a natural 20.
Okay, bad. So then just keep it at 1.
Which one do you think would be good? From Rogue? I think any of those would be good.
What's your charisma?
Let me see.
No, but you don't really seem like
my charisma is 14.
Bothdor is gonna specialize in drag.
Actually, it's another charisma one, but considering his background, gaming might be a good one for a rogue, considering what his character's kind of background is supposed to be.
What's rich? Heraldry.
Powerful.
Heraldry. Being able to read, like, people's coat of arms and stuff like that.
That'd be mildly useful.
Yeah.
Chase, are you switching characters?
No. I'm not.
He's a rogue. He's always been a rogue. He just hasn't done much roguely things other than he's been more... His profession, the way he runs his profession is he's been more of a merchant. He's disguised himself as a merchant.
Yeah.
You could quite possibly just steal the fucking dice.
Huh. Managed to win
it. Wait, what do we need? We needed
something. That'd be crazy, wouldn't that? Like
selling and buying stuff.
Bartering, but it's not listed on
the
list.
Dragging his entire fortune, managed to win.
That'd be like that Will Smith movie where they did that. Will Smith did that. There is that eight. And they play that game and win. They won a lot on that.
Winning Dragon's entire
they
everything.
They
didn't
win
riding
airborne
itself.
Yet. They were airborne.
Yeah.
Don't have any way to get something if you fly.
Just walking around and just have a mountain of gold.
I think I have like.
Do you have tightrope walking?
Since I own everything of yours, Dragon, why don't we do one last bet? I'll bet all the stuff that I have versus your servitude to me for 2 years.
Best swimmer in the world?
No, that'd be going a bit far. I wouldn't take my chances twice.
You'd be like,
I meekly take everything that is mine now.
Dude,
I have the dragon's cape.
Except for that he weirded out the little kids doing that to him.
That would be.
I'd say.
I'm gonna set up my room over here next to my files. What are you doing here?
That's not the same thing as leather working. Working with leather. Tailoring is working with cloth. Leather working.
Be
an intelligence. You have a pretty good chance.
You must pay me to stay in my cave. I don't need my family crest no more. It is for peasants. Yeah, it's a peasant's amount of wealth that would
pottery?
Be involved in me staying with my crest.
I think
so
pottery.
I'll
have
my
pottery.
Own dragon. Burn me something.
Yeah.
Pottery is. Pottery. Takes one.
Dexterity with a minus two modifier. Which you still have a chance to fail, but not much.
One. Takes one. Dex. Minus two.
Yes, he's perfect.
Alright.
How did you know that is me altogether?
Just lessens my overall chance of failing.
Hands
face
and
hands
with a pair of guys, snake eyes.
Oh, do you have jumping?
I do not.
Yeah, you're a dwarf, but being a thief, jumping might be a good one for you.
I can
just.
Yeah, but if there's something above you that you can't get to, jumping allows you to.
If there's a wall close by, I can get it.
Yeah, but what if
he punches his hands into the walls and climbs like that?
I have an
jumping.
80 on climbing.
Listen, the character can attempt exceptional leaps both vertically and horizontally. The character has at least a 20-foot running start. He can leap, broad jump, 2d6 plus his level.
How the hell would I use this?
No character can broad jump more than 6 times his height, however. The same start, he can leap vertically, high jump, 1d3 plus half his level in feet. Means stuff that you wouldn't be able to say you're in this entryway and you need to climb up on this balcony and you can't reach it, but there's a lip that's like, say, 5 feet above your head.
You can jump.
You'd be able to, with this ability, you'd be able to have a chance of jumping up and grabbing the edge of the ledge to climb up.
Honestly, when would I use this?
With the shit we do, it's quite possible.
The spiders and stuff say that there's a spider up in the air.
When we leave the city, we're gonna raid the king.
Listen, I'm not telling you what to take. I'm just saying what looks like it'd be
useful
and or a good idea for the heavy ass stubby little dwarf to try to do. He's got to take training in how to fucking jump properly.
What do you think that would look like, Chuck? Like, in real life, imagine there's a midget, right? They look like they're around 400 pounds, and you just see them jump like 5 feet in the air.
It's funny because Chase is so strong, he can't even close his arms. Can't
jump like that.
I know, Chuck, just imagine like...
My God, like this?
Chuck, it's funny because Chase can't even properly close his arms.
Training of getting your muscles in the right... shape to be able to do it.
To launch your weight up.
You know where to get your muscles coiled up just enough to just launch yourself when you're...
Boom!
Chuck, you wanna do jumping?
Like, basketball players can do that stuff, but like, I can't jump 5 fucking feet off the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna go with jumping. How much is it?
Chuck.
Like, I'm a fucking jumping spider.
Let's go to weapon proficiency.
Dad is
wearing one of the carapaces from the spiders. Jumping at the warrior.
I'd probably get myself killed.
Probably.
There's just a spider up in the air. He jumps up and he RKOs it out of the...
I'm coming for you! Right in the middle of the night. And he was like... Who just...
That would be... Oh, ventriloquism would be great for that.
Wow, I was pointing at him.
I have a ventriloquism of 3. It's easy for me to do any of that.
just have the spider's head.
For his non-weapon proficiency, he did
pottery.
Oh, yeah,
pottery. I took the spider's head.
He goes,
that
would be perfect for making my own... stink pots, because then he could shape the clay.
That's right.
I just remembered.
But yeah, you're sitting there asleep one day, and you just felt this little thing on your shoulder. Tap, tap, tap. You look up, and there's a spider looking at you. I was like,
man, you got room in there for me? I just remembered that I kept the spider's heads. Just the heads.
Bro, we can use the heads. We can use the heads to ward off people.
But, and it's ones that, like, I was telling Chase, it was a suggestion, you can take it or leave it if you want.
Jumping, yeah, that'd be your king.
I don't want to have to drag your little fat ass up that tree again, oh.
I can climb it myself!
If you can reach a branch or get footing, you have a chance to climb.
I have higher climbing chance than you!
I don't have a climbing chance.
Dude, fire. If you want to climb a tree, you just gotta knock it down.
I'll knock it down and walk up the fucker. Like, help me pick this back up. I'm up the tree. Shut up.
I may have cheated, only a little bit.
But then you can see what's on top, what the people are looking at on top then.
Okay.
That's why he's got a tender. If he wants to see what's up there, he's just gonna chuck the tender.
That's why he can catapult at his me.
I bend another tree down, sit on top of it, let go of what I'm holding on to, and like, I'm launching up there.
you just hit the side of it.
Oh shit, I misaimed.
You're just flying.
Sailing over.
You just knock and drag it out the sky. You just knock hit its wing and it goes spiraling down.
He's got a Kender grappling hook.
At first, all you hear is this little screech up, and then you hear a roar.
The Kender throw him to whatever I want to climb up.
Yeah.
The rope's there. I can climb up a damn rope.
Yep.
I've got excellent.
The climbing thing is more for stuff that doesn't have like obvious. Like if there's no ladder, if there's rope hanging off it, like when you guys climbed up and tied rope off. With rope use, I could climb the rope.
Oh, that would be a good one. Actually, that'd be better than jumping.
Not really.
If I created another...
If you don't have the ability to get to something and it's just right there, you know, it's like everyone else has tried, they can't get to
Chase.
It, then you can jump up there.
Chase, if I create another player,
what
I'm going to be a hobbit.
Jumping
and I'm
is, though. I got
Dildo Baggins.
What's all the stats and stuff?
jumping.
You got the proficiencies right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have the book right there.
Strength with a zero modifier.
No, Chuck. Chase.
Yeah.
I'm gonna create another character. I'm gonna make it a hobbit, and I'm gonna call him Dildo. Dildo Baggins.
Your next one would be next, weapon. You can't next, specialize
wait, no.
on the weapon.
I want a Warforge for my next character.
Can you?
It's a Warforge.
Basically, a freaking golem with some kind of humanoid soul. Nice. Doesn't need to sleep. Doesn't need to eat.
Does it have to be, you know, take
no.
rest? So you can be running forever.
Let's see what I have.
You can be dragging our car.
Slow down.
I have staff dagger.
You can be dragging our car. You can be.
Yeah. Would I be able to do old Warforged if my character died?
From last time.
Then that would be your third one.
You have to have a wizard to be able to.
How many do I get? You said I got an extra one?
This had been the level what you got one was level 5.
That would be that.
Last time
so where are we right now?
You get one. You had all your initial ones at level 1, and then every 4 levels you go up, you get another one.
Oh. There you go. Yeah, now you got a.
Well,
I think you're. That's something you picked
we're
up.
We're gonna make land and become a wizard.
You were going to
level
when you leveled.
To Warforge.
I think that was something I picked up.
Dad. Dad, we're gonna make Landon to a high enough level to make him that. Make it, be able to make him do that.
So.
Because all it is just a golem.
Yeah.
He couldn't find a place to put your stuff.
A stone golem, a clay golem.
I could probably
golem.
Take off the...
Steel golem. Just a solid chunk of steel.
Probably take the dagger off.
No, he got the dagger.
Dad, think of that.
You put this somewhere else. That would go under...
Items?
Actually,
items,
could,
yeah.
Could help him with that one. Blacksmithing and all that.
Blacksmithing, yeah, you can create iron golem, steel golem, yeah.
And put your blowgun
there. Enough of it together.
Yeah.
You know that stuff costs a lot of money in this time period. Iron is expensive, but you get past iron
and then,
start going up into the more advanced metals and it costs more to get the materials.
Yeah, but like that.
Good.
Hey, there's some birds down there.
Your weapon things don't make that your damage thing here. What do those say?
Range.
That's range, but damage it doesn't say.
I could have caught that a couple years ago.
He's got an old. He's been in like that for a while now.
He's just like, yeah. Back in the day, you birds, I had killed millions of you. Millions!
Did you know that a cat was the only creature to single-handedly make an entire species extinct? Not like the species of a cat, but that a single
cat
eradicated an entire species that hadn't been discovered before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What species was that?
It was some kind of like a species of bluebird. That they didn't even know existed until after the cat had killed it.
That decimated the species.
Yeah. Do you want it, best buddy?
You can take that out. There ain't no kids here. So dogs can freely go in and out.
Dagger.
There you go, dog.
And then blowgun.
So I got jumping.
Yeah, and the weapon specializations, the only one that could do that is the fighters.
Wait, could I possibly do a sycamore?
Huh?
Scimitar.
It's called. Yes, that.
A scimitar?
Or,
you can do scimitar.
That is what I want for my weapon proficiency that I get this time.
That would be this one you're putting on. You
yes.
may not
He's
have
got
the
a weapon.
Weapon
proficiency slot available.
They should be getting one at level 5.
Okay.
So scimitar.
They got their initial ones at level 1, and then they get their next one on the, every 4 levels, so their next one's level 5, which is...
Oh, is that what CJ was doing?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
He did blowgun.
Ah.
He had written down that he found one at some point.
But not really. They're more like rocks.
Somewhere I came along with me and Dad did some with
that. So it'd be easier for that one, you know.
Who else did blowgun?
Just me, I think.
I think that
he was saying Pixie, something about that's what he wanted to do for his next weapon because he found one at some point.
I think Pixie is proficient in blowgun.
I think too. Pixie has one, but I'm not sure.
I think Pixie. But yeah, it worked. I think it was working with the... I think it was Kaya. Kaya was the one that did it. His ranger. CJ's ranger. Roxy is the one that has the blowgun.
No, it wasn't Roxy. This was before Kai even started playing. No, we did this part before Kai even started playing.
He was just saying that's what he wanted for his next weapon.
I don't know. I
was. I know I was saying that because of the fact that we had a discussion on that and I was telling CJ about it.
No, we did it a while ago where something came up with the blowgun and I think it was either like we were playing proficiency or something.
Oh my.
We ended up on a conversation about it because it was, I was saying a blowgun is an easy instrument to create. All you need is something you can roll up, like like if you can come across the leaf.
What would
like
be the stats of a scimitar?
Sit right on the chair. Scimitar should be in the weapons.
Okay, there you go. Which page?
You should be able to...
Scimitar? Right here.
Oh. Okay, what is it?
Weight is 4 pounds.
4.
Size is medium.
Medium.
Type is slashing or S.
S.
Speed factor, speed is 5.
5.
And damage is 1d8, 1d8. So it's 1d8 for small, medium, 1d8 for large. Mm.
So it's just the same no matter what.
Yeah, you roll 1d8.
Are we almost done with this?
And then what's the attack almost. Number?
What?
Almost. Number of attacks, you have one a turn with it. That's more for specialization thing.
Mm.
Oh, rate of fire. That's what I forgot to do on CJ's.
Okay.
Number of attacks, what can it be? 2 every turn. He can shoot 2 blow darts a turn. Which is actually the fastest weapon he has, I believe.
I have a short bow that can do that.
Well, if his dagger was thrown, it's 2 a turn. Throwing his dagger, if he had more than 1 dagger.
Just
as a thrown weapon, but...
I have like 12 daggers on me at all times.
But more than likely, with it being your ex weapon, that wouldn't be something you would be very likely to throw away, considering you've got a blowgun. And the range actually is kind of short on a blowgun. The range on a blowgun is the same as 8, the range on a dagger. Damage is right around the same, too. A little lower, but not much.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of things I can do with daggers, poison.
But he can.
Thing as a blowgun.
That's the main thing with the blowgun, is you'd be more than likely. Being a thief, your darts would more than likely be poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
Poison tipped.
Someone just gets stabbed
up. Were you asleep or something?
Poison sleep.
Okay, can I, did I move over?
Heck, with a mage, technically, you could probably get magically done, but it'd be a whole lot cheaper and easier to do regular just.
Oh, wait.
Mushroom, like, you know, sleep mushroom tip or something.
Well, I do have those one mushrooms. I can just take the needles and stab them in there.
Grind them into a paste and use it to put your darts in before you...
I'll probably just grind one into a paste that can be used over a lot.
You'll have to get together with the
mushroom guy. And
shroom guy, here.
Yeah. No, you have to get with the wizard.
6, 5, 6, 7, 0,
No, you guys are in training. You guys are in your own areas doing your own thing.
250 minus 6250.
So you guys are pretty busy.
Okay, we got 0, 2, 9, 6, 4.
So we still have over 40,000 gold?
Yeah.
Let me math check your crap. I don't believe you. I've seen your freaking math grade, dude, but I know most.
Number I subtracted 6,250 three times.
Doesn't seem wrong to me. Do I do it in my head?
Chucky. Well, go ahead and do your thing. When you're ready.
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
Great. Stop bad because
we still have 46,000 bad at math. Elven leaf weave.
Forget to turn.
Elven artisans weave suits of armor from forest leaves, which are then treated by a special alchemical process that makes them as tough and flexible as leather, while considerably less weight and encumbrance.
I want that.
Yes, I want that
such
armor.
Such suits are made.
I want that one leaf. I want that one leaf thing that you put on.
Springtime and autumn style. Springtime leaf weave armor is vivid green, while the autumn style is made up of red, orange, and yellow leaves.
I want that one.
I want the one.
I'm a wood elf and I'm an armorer.
Could you do that?
Would I be able to make that?
I want that one type of armor that you remember that one.
I would say start saving your things, and then you'd have to do a. You'd have to go and find your wood elf counterparts and then spend probably 5 points in just that itself to do that. And then you also got to remember you're a specialist in your sword, so it'd take you a long time to get to that point to where you can do stuff with that. But you might be able to, at this point, start putting colors and stuff into the into your armors.
Read that top
to at least make it look
most
similar to that, except it won't have the benefits yet.
Like I can make
that's
it.
That's not the only colors like that. I've already been doing. Like
I can basically use it camouflage bone armor, but that's about it.
We'll just add music
and that's probably where you're at right about now. Or I would start spending
these
points
are, like,
in your armor
in little
and
parts that are like
get into
their
quests. Because you're pretty much where you're gonna sit with your weapons, right?
Goes off the rails.
Yeah, because there's okay. I can
do quest,
my weapon proficiencies. I can actually go higher with
CJ?
Them. But
the only benefit you'd get is more attacks per round. Is really all you'd be doing is being able to have speed.
5 attacks per round.
Yeah.
That would
because
be ridiculous.
Because one of the other things is we need to figure out parrying. Being able to parry, use your weapons to parry, because you have attacks, that doesn't mean you're going to attack every turn. You can parry, which means when they attack, you deflect it with your weapon. So if you have 3 attacks and you use 2 to parry and 1 to attack, you see what I'm saying? That's the one thing that I'm getting at. And then if you got 5 attacks per round, then you can say I'm parrying with 3 and attacking with 2. You see what I'm saying? Then no one's ever going to touch you. Especially if you go and reduce yourself
right
down
here.
To leather armor. Huh?
Sometimes parry. Sometimes best thing to do is take cover and try to not get clobbered. Any character can choose to parry as a combat action. Parrying is a no-move action that is in effect for the entire combat round. Character parries, he cannot move, attack, or cast spells. Parrying reduces a non-warrior character's armor class by 1/2 his level. A 6-level wizard with an AC of 5 who parries reduces his AC to 2. Warriors who choose to parry reduce their AC by 1/2 their level plus 1. A 6-level fighter gets an AC bonus of 4 by parrying.
Go pee. So I'll be back.
So I don't understand why he would have to use his whole thing parrying that round. That's what I don't understand. I would think that you'd be able to... Someone swinging a sword at you, you're deflecting your sword... And then if you're a better attacker, you
well,
have
but the warrior
would
probably,
attack.
I'm guessing, that's not specialized or anything. That's just regular as a warrior. yeah. specializing, it would count as one of my actions for that round.
That's what I'm thinking.
So, like, in a round I have two attacks, I can parry one with one and attack with the second, but more yeah. likely, my attack would come after, like, at the end where my that. Second attack comes in, it would be at the end of the round instead of two, whenever my initiative eight. Pops up.
Well, I think if you're parrying, I think it all boils into your initiative. If your initiative's lower, then yeah, your attack would come last. If your initiative is higher than the attacking you,
oh, then can I go would, get?
Yeah, you probably. I don't know. If your initiative is first, then you would either parry or attack, and then parry the next one. So it just, it depends on your initiative, what you want to do. You know, if you're going to be faster, then you might attack and parry the next one, which would mean that you'd attack, you'd come through, and then you'd deflect. Because you do have two blades, so.
Could I go get myself healed up from my 6 points damage they took?
Yeah, you're healed up.
I can heal you.
You guys are... Yeah, he could heal you too. He's a priest, or he's a healer cleric. So, cleric healed everybody.
Okay.
Told you to turn your thing off.
Hey, I was paying attention while I was looking. All right.
Yeah, we're playing Dungeons and Dragons, not playing video games.
I was paying attention, though.
Sure you were.
Hey, I recommended that I could heal everybody, alright?
Yeah, you did. Good job.
While I was on. You suck my balls.
No, you.
And you're praying. What do you pray to your god?
I
pray... For your spells. Let me hear it.
I pray that I give this miniature dwarf that's afraid of water many healings and blessings for the future...
A miniature dwarf? I'm pretty damn tall for a dwarf.
Well, this very tall midget healings for in the future. Hey, I gotta make my god laugh.
Your average height for a dwarf is only 4. I'm like 4'3".
That's like 6 foot to a dwarf, so.
It's like 6'1" to a dwarf.
And then I... Is anybody else hurt? I don't think so. So it's just him. So, I pray
that Sir
Bokthor is healed for all.
Can I go steal from some random person's house?
And no.
Not
and
right
I
now.
Hope that if okay. he ever steals from another person's house, that he loses those exact points of damage.
That's rough. Alright.
It's not rough.
That's 6 points of damage, Coda.
You don't hear nothing from me.
Coda, that's 6 points of damage.
Never mind, I take that away. Just kidding, God. Joke's funny, huh? You know, it'd be funny if you didn't do that. He does it anyways.
Oh, you dick.
I'm menacing.
Mean. I'm just... Oh. Mm.
Okay. So,
oh, I bet you I know who it was.
He healed his points.
I healed your points.
Roll a die 8.
Die 8. Where is it? Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that wasn't on purpose!
4.
Oh, God. Parrying makes it kind of complicated.
That's why I never really...
Dad,
well,
it,
because...
it landed and it didn't move any. It just stayed there.
Deus Vol.
The way it,
that's
explained
right,
for
huh?
Deus Vol.
They got actions that are no move actions.
You have to heal them again.
Half move actions.
Wounds, you have to heal
or
them
full
again.
Move
heal
actions.
Again.
And say I'm
again.
Like the no move actions. Say I'm right next to something and it's attacking. Then it attacking's a
that
no move action
work.
If you're right next
well,
to something
well,
attacking.
One of his sickness
so it goes in order that attack.
It's called depression.
Like you can parry, you can declare you're parrying, and then everything resolves in order of initiative after that. So say this one's attacking and I'm parrying, I can parry, but then say if I'm attacking and he's attacking. Then, and I got like a 4, and the creature I'm fighting got a 2, I can parry before, during, at the same time he attacks, but if I'm attacking, I have to wait until he attacks before my attack does it. Same. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. That's how it is. I mean, if they're faster than you, they're going to hit you. But if you're parrying and he's attacking, then you parry that attack.
Yeah, which all the parrying does is increase your armor class, which is all it does is makes it harder for them to hit you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're going to have to roll like an 18. I'm going,
it looks like, by the sound of what I was just reading, we're not getting that complicated, so it's something as the DM will have to decide.
I'm thinking because on a regular, non-specialized attack for, like, just a regular warrior, the way it would be, is some of the warriors' higher levels, they get more multiple attacks. So they can parry and they can attack.
So That's how much longer until we get going again?
And then for someone as specialized as you, you can parry, attack, each individual thing. So if you do a 2 per 1 and then 5 per 3 or whatever, then every third round you would have 5 that you could choose. Okay, I'm parrying 3, attacking twice. You know, so on and so forth.
But that's even just knowing, being able to go, okay, at the beginning of initiative, going, are you, like, do you want to, you know, have them decide, do they want to parry? Mm-hmm. Especially being able to see where things are at.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way parrying...
Go. Okay, do you want to parry or are you going to do something else?
Yeah, so right before initiative, we can say, who parries because you have things on you right now? Yeah. So then it's, oh, I need to parry because I can't, if I get hit, I'm going to die.
Yeah, I can parry because I have 3 fucking giant spiders next to me, and I can maybe take a hit from one, but... Other than that, I'm shit out of luck.
Yeah, I might save versus 1, but...
Not versus 3 if they all decide to come at me.
Yeah.
Everyone manages to miss you and kill each other. It's
just one of those that it may not get as complicated as the book is. Just kind of figure out how parrying says it works.
All spiders do the circle thing when they bite each other.
Use it. Just,
yeah. It's like rock.
That's the way I interpret it is for... Yeah.
I mean, to tell the truth, if you have to wait till your initiative to parry, I mean, it's like, okay, they attack me and your initiative comes up, well, I should have parried.
Maybe you're later, yeah. Maybe you're last to defend or whatever.
But I mean, and they've already usually attacked. Way quicker than attacking. Because instead of getting ready to hit something, you're stepping back a little and kind of...
I don't know what these are.
Guarding instead.
Preparing for the incoming...
It's gonna be a surprise for me. Don't need this anymore.
Can I try one?
1 second. Or even if you don't use it as a look automatically beginning of parrying, is if they decide they're gonna parry, they get a, like,
try this one.
Figure out where a bonus, because, like, if you've got a 10 and the thing attacking you's got a 1, you may not be successful at parrying.
Yeah.
But they.
Not
one of
the
spectators,
but yeah.
Chase, you gotta see this. Plus 3 or plus 4 bonus to your roll.
That's an okay picture.
So it makes it instead of being a contender, you're
kind of weird looking.
You're a
okay picture.
Like 5 or a 6. And they rolled a 6. You got a plus 5
bonus. Wow.
A 10, they rolled a 5. But you got a plus 5 bonus to your initiative because you were parrying. Then 5 and 5, you guys go at the same time, so you would be able to parry.
Yeah. See, that's besides the point. I don't work on that. What I see is like how you were saying before, right at the initiative.
What is it?
Or just
before
the initiative, you already say what you want.
What is it?
After you roll, trying to say,
it's
I want to parry after you roll because you rolled a 10.
Chase,
then that's kind of a cheat. So the best way to do it is to say whether you're going to parry at the very beginning,
but I'm saying
before initiative.
I'm just saying that you'll be able to figure out what the chances of it were successful in parrying. I'll decide I'm going to parry before it is even rolled, but they roll a 1 and roll a 10, and you'll get 5 bonus bonus, which will be up to 5 to parry, and you'll get successful at parrying.
Yeah, no, the way I do it is the fact that if you're going to parry, you're going to get that bonus. And then if you have a magical weapon, you're going to get that as a defensive bonus.
And we're going to go winching.
I don't have a way to do it, bro. I got to say this to a certain
point. You know, all that's going to add up.
Yeah, and there's actually, yeah, you're right, because it just betters your AC. It doesn't mean it can't hit you, it just means they have a harder time of being able.
Yeah.
Go straight through your sword.
Well, it could be as simple as, okay, they managed to hit, say it drops your armor class from if they could have, say their roll could have hit an armor class 5, but it couldn't hit an armor class 2, you parry. But if they roll good enough that they still would have hit an armor class 2, you still get hit and you tried to parry.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work, but you tried.
Yeah.
They just managed to slip past the drawer.
I might throw in there the idea that if you do parry, then damage is half. Unless they score a natural 20, which is everything's off the table then. If they roll a 16 and all their bonuses add up to 20, then it's still half. So actually, damage would be normal because anytime you get past 20, it's
this is how I like picture space.
Well, yeah, because all that said was about pairing is all it does is better your armor class.
Lame English, Instagram.
But a natural 20, it don't matter what the hell your armor class is, a natural 20 is going to fucking hit you.
Yes, he's back.
Back up there. Land butter side down.
JC's back. Say amen.
Just for me Jesus dropping back. It, I don't even Jesus know how the hell it fell out of my head.
See, just watch when I fly through, it comes back up.
Dad, God was playing you as an NPC. He rolled a 1.
But I mean, which the armor class bonus wouldn't do any good even then if they hit.
Are you trying to get him, what you want to call it?
He licked up the butter.
Oh. And if you're defense, if you're doing parry, then instead of double damage against you, it's only going to be single damage because you're still parrying, but it negates that double damage against you. That's the only difference. If they roll a natural 20, forget it. All bets are off the table.
I'm scared.
Parrying or not parrying, you've been asshole.
Mm.
There's nothing that can take away from that.
What?
Oh,
meow.
Oh, meow.
He just likes it. It's funny warm spot there, doesn't it? Joey, he's rolling around the grass.
Oh, meow.
He's come out with something. He was. He's rolling and rubbing in the grass. It's funny.
Other thing with parrying is if you just want a freaking non-weapon straight into that.
Ew, Rocco's is oozing out his nose.
I want that one kind of armor. Remember when I was looking through the armor, I found that leaf thing that you like put on your forearm or something like that, and it grows like over your body, and you can tell it when to go away or come back. And
you mean like Iron Man suit
or whatever?
Iron Man suits where like one part goes on the body and it just kind of...
That'd probably be magical.
It's like a leaf thing. I remember it was. What was it?
Joey looks very excited today.
Joey. Hey, Joey.
We're recording right now.
That's the dog.
Probably gonna have to delete this episode.
No.
Yeah, because there's a whole bunch of boring stuff no one's gonna wanna go over.
I mean, like, we did have the ventriloquism part.
That was
Chase
the last one. That it might have stopped at.
Yeah.
This is episode 3.
The spell failure chance for Elven Leaf Weave armor is reduced by 5% due to its increased flexibility.
Where's
the maximum dexterity bonus is increased by +1, and armor check penalties are reduced by 2. Armors that are generally constructed of metal cannot be duplicated with Elven Leaf Weave.
Where is the, do you have a thing on
okay,
armors?
Are we gonna go do anything now?
Does this book have armors in it?
That's what you guys are looking at. It's got basic ones, but...
What?
I wanted to look for that one thing I was talking about.
That would be arms and equipment guide or something, probably.
Where did you... what? Where did
he's
you
talking
see?
About, like, freaking basically living armor that roll over you and retract.
I saw it in one of the armor things, and I read it, and I pointed it out to someone. Didn't I point it out to you, Chase?
Maybe. I don't know.
A while ago.
It sounds like you're magical. You're looking at the Dungeons Master's Guide. You get you burned at the stake for looking at stuff like that.
No, I was literally just looked in one of the books that you gave me over armor and stuff like that. And I was just looking through and I was like, oh, cool.
Astral Drift Metal.
What's if that? You
give it to me. I could probably find it.
Probably in this or this one here or that one he's looking at.
But are we going to get going, do anything?
Yeah,
I want to go rob some random person's house because I'm not neutral good anymore.
And I want to use my thing. It's going to make it super easy to rob someone's house.
Me and you are going to go rob some random person's house.
It'll take approximately three uses of the wand. One to get me shortened through the thing.
No, we're climbing through a window.
Like, if I get a whole bunch of if I get a pile of stuff, one to shrink it down.
CJ, we're going through the window.
And then I will just go back through the keyhole.
Chase, just going and to then break I the can, window with the people inside.
Enlarge everything once I get out.
And
don't
just,
take roughly
steal
three
steal
in the middle of the night, just knock them out. Don't kill them, just knock them out.
I think my way would be a lot more intelligent.
Or and what if we do in the middle of the night, we can just go in there and get out and no one's seen us.
I still think my...
I don't see it in here.
I wouldn't worry about
but
it.
But we're thieves.
We don't worry about
we're
that
we're supposed
stuff.
To pull
long
this
ways
stuff,
away
Dad.
From where
I
you
think
guys...
this is funny. The elven chainmail, it says,
can I see that you're done?
Makes, where is it? Adventurers have lost their lives over mere rumors of magical elven chainmail. Down here, under magical elven chainmail.
What is it?
Ordinary elven chainmail is rare and in the extreme, but magical elven chain is so precious a gift that only a handful of suits have been rumored to exist anywhere but in royal elven hands. In addition to the normal weight and flexibility advantages of elven chain,
dude, you could have
magical
had that
elven chainmail is so weightless that it can
royalty.
Be worn under one's clothes. It is so comfortable and unrestricted that it can be worn consistently, even while sleeping. Magical elven chain is so soft to the touch that it can be worn without any padding beneath it. This makes magical elven chain the ideal armor for travelers, excluding only the greatest of knights, who by tradition prefer plated armor over all others. For rogues especially, a set of magical elven chainmail is a more prized possession than even full plate armor plus one.
Or if we're
adventurers
if we're
have
going
lost
to
their lives
anywhere,
over the mere rumors of magical elven
if
chainmail.
If we ever get to if we're
so
get to
means...
some a royal elven place, and we're maybe going and robbing.
Except for even stealing, if you stole a suit of magical elven chainmail, even on the off chance it would fit on your little fat ass, the entire elven tribe or nation or whatever would be after your ass looking to kill you for even daring to touch it.
Or even knowing that it even existed. You actually would be just like,
we would literally be, that's one of those, we would have an entire elven nation hunting our whole group down to kill us just for knowing
with my, I would probably know it existed because how high, ranking and whatnot in society I am, because I probably have met people with that on.
Back where you lived.
Yeah.
You remember?
Live. Yeah.
You're not there no more.
Yeah, but I probably would have met somebody with that kind of armor.
I'm
yeah.
sure you
would
have known
it existed.
You know it exists. It's just, you know elven chain exists. You don't know whether it's magical or not. That's
yes,
the difference,
that's
because true. You're not magical in that nature sense.
Yeah.
But just the rumor, I'm going, that's crazy that even the rumor of the chainmail has cost people their lives.
But yeah, that stuff is like, basically like a shirt. It really is. That's what it
just
is.
Basically
it's
basically super armored
shirt. It's like
shirts.
Sewing together, flipping, like cotton.
Too bad we can't get in contact with the dragon.
They probably have
one. I bet you he has one.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean they'd be willing to give it up.
Well, we have a wizard. If he has, he, if we learn
him, I'd trade him the kinder and all of the gold and everything
all,
they had.
All that the kinder is carrying at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but more than likely that probably still wouldn't be enough to even make a dent in trying.
I'm not going to be a human sacrifice.
I said the kinder.
It's one of those, with the help of a mage, I might be able to make some with my armor thing, but my armor thing would have to be so freaking high, and just, I'd be like, I have to give up the swords and concentrate on armory, making armor.
Do it. You should do it.
This isn't the right book. It has like a whole list.
We don't have to worry about it right now.
And probably,
that's what I was trying to say, we're about ready to get going.
Make some too.
All right,
so everyone has everything that they plan on doing with their character for now. We're ready to head out.
Yeah,
I just need to ask the wizard about the pottery
thing.
Potions, you were talking about.
What would you do if you found an elder?
All right, so, okay, so.
We're going to go rob a random house.
You and him go into his house.
I'm not robbing the wizard.
Not the wizard.
Chase, just shut up for a second, Chase. Just shut up for a second so I can actually.
He brings you in there. Takes you up a couple levels and opens the door, and you see nothing but chemicals and beakers and bubbling cauldrons and things. And before you go flying off into a wild tirade, you have a hand on your shoulder, which grips a little tighter because you about slipped right out of it. And he's like, you cannot mess with some of these items. You must be very, very good in here, because if you're not and you mess with something, you could create a crater in the middle of the city.
Dang it.
Who's on it? My dog went down to CJ. I swear to God.
If you do this, I am going to murder you.
I swear to myself.
You don't have to worry about murdering him. Like I said, you'd be a crater.
Right. I will murder you in the afterlife.
That showed us last night.
He says, I have gathered a few of the chemicals needed to create this. I assume you've created some of your pots to put this stuff in?
Yeah, and I also have...
How many pots did you bring?
Where is my... Yeah.
Roll die 20.
Die 20?
Yeah.
14.
You have 14 pots. You were able to make 14 pots in a couple weeks between training. Weren't you training?
Yes.
Okay. The couple weeks.
I also have mushrooms that are extremely poisonous, and I almost killed myself just using it, trying to make one.
He was like, all right, we'll use that. And then he had a few other chemicals and stuff. And after your guys' creation, roll percentile, CJ. After your guys' trials and errors.
45. Of course.
What skills do you have? What is your non-weapon proficiencies?
I have herbalism, tumbling, intimidation, and...
Herbalism.
Yeah.
Give me herbalism, intelligence, or whatever check it is.
It's a -2 for herbalism.
For?
Intelligence.
Intelligence, okay.
So that would be
13.
I need to get below 13.
Okay, roll that 20.
Got 3.
Alright. So you came up with, what was your percentile?
45.
Yeah.
45. So you came up with 7, 70 contact, or yeah, you got 7 contact stink pots of poison. Ooh. Death on contact. Splash.
And if that doesn't kill you, the smell will.
They're like splash potions.
Mm. Is there a way for, I'm talking to the wizard, I'm asking this. It's like, is there a way that I could put something on my face and, like, or, you know, cover it so it doesn't affect me? Or is
for
it something that I'll
potions,
have to throw
you
in
have to throw them when they... This is contact. If it touches you...
You did.
...on your skin anywhere... You have to save versus death.
Alright.
Insta-death pots?
Yes, pretty much.
Dang.
I'm going to
so
look
do
for
I have
more of those mushrooms.
So do I have one
I'm
mushroom?
I'm going to look for more of those
one mushroom
mushrooms.
Left?
Huh?
Do I have like one mushroom left or what? Because I had 11 and I have about 7 stink 7 on.
Yeah, but
you used it all to create the 7.
Okay. Can I go look for more of those mushrooms?
In the middle of the city?
Oh, no. I mean, can I go outside the city?
You don't have time.
We're leaving.
You're training.
You don't have time to go search for mushrooms.
Alright.
So how much longer till we're done with the training?
Smoke some crack.
Alrighty, Wizard, I'll stay in contact with the audios.
Oh, can I go check the blacksmith shop for a scimitar?
I'm gonna go preach to bring up my thing.
Just wait a second, one at a time.
You each receive 3 of those potions versus the spider venom.
Okay.
You each received 3 of them potions versus spider venom. That was one of the things. He handed them to him before he headed out.
Hey, where'd my thing go, by the way?
This
where'd
is
my
for the
green
crew.
Book go?
Oh, he's got my temple.
Sorry. Yeah,
this is
seriously.
What I created.
What?
Go where'd my green notebook go?
Bring up my
I don't know.
Thing.
You're the one that right. should have
it. It wasn't in
thing,
here.
Just talk to me about it. What do you say? What have you read up on that, dude? Where is that book on deities and stuff? I need Coda's deity.
What color is my hair? Just then I can... Then that'll really give people attention.
It must be in the...
right here.
Okay. Ah. I think it's marked there on your deity.
You,
there.
I don't know where you're...
yellow in there?
Yeah.
For my thing?
Your thing?
Yes.
It's
on in
there. You didn't pick up Chase's little thing, did you?
Color.
It was
so
green.
I prayed to Erevin.
It had a lot of money.
It was a transition one, not a ring.
Not ring?
No, it was
no, this one's mine. Composition?
Yeah.
This is Rog. I don't think your name is Rog.
No.
I'm gonna go preach in the alleyways for thieves and stuff because that's who he specializes in.
You just convert people who've like murdered their entire life into like God-fearing Christians.
That's weird.
People of the alleyway and
he goes and follows you one day. He all shows up. You're all sitting here getting ready to train. He's people of the alleyway.
Go for it.
Oh, yeah, because I'll be training with thieves in the middle of a freaking alley and stuff.
Is he here?
Hear the gospel
what is he
Casey?
Looking for?
Irvin
why is he looking for it?
This year.
This.
Yes!
Because it's got all those other crappy staring on him in that book.
The board of
yeah.
Near immortality, as well as many young elves who seek the life and adventure, come listen to the story of...
Oh yeah, I got 3 wheels of cheese!
You'll have tons of entertainment for lots of your life. He's very unpredictable. He can bring much joy.
I take a bite out of one of my wheels of cheese.
So you should change.
A bite out of the wheels of cheese? Why don't you, like, cut a section off?
Okay.
Me, I've been scared.
You're cultured. You're a high... Upper class.
I cut out a little cube.
Dwarf, you're not.
He was also
just...
the lowest of all the sons. He also got like paid the least amount of attention to.
Yeah.
Of like what, 14 kids?
Bottom. No,
like
9.
9 kids.
Makes me think of.
I'm 9 out of 9.
On Game of Thrones, the little guy who acts uncultured a lot of times simply because he's. They rather his dead than existed.
Mm. Yeah, it's hard to say. Okay. So. Yeah,
yeah,
he is all sitting down. That's a mighty fine cheese.
His voice like, deepens.
That smell is great. Oh, wait, no, that is the wrong smell. No.
There's like 12 thieves just like eyeballing.
Just sitting here watching me eat a wheel of cheese.
It is rich, but I do not think I want to mess with him.
I do not want to go near this dwarf.
I'm going to continue with my preaching by saying, you'll have legendary adventures with him. Wherever you go, there will be trouble, mischief, and things.
Me?
And loot! Most of all.
Me?
I'm talking I'm preaching in the alleyway.
He's preaching outside of an alleyway.
It's like next to an alleyway.
He's preaching right outside the guild.
Yeah, you just see him standing right in front of an alleyway on a box, and he's just looking into it. And you can't see anything because it's like super dark.
Can I join this place, the Thieves Guild?
I don't know if this dude is trying to alarm us, turn us into Christians, or help us with our thievery.
Roll percentile.
Me?
Chase.
Oh, Jesus.
This isn't gonna be good.
Chase, if you join the guild, I swear
97.
To God. 97!
Oh, I done took over the
guild. Oh, what? What's your charisma?
They say you can join the guild.
Like a 14th century king.
He says you get 10% off of training, and your dues are 100 gold pieces a month, and you.
That's a new lack.
You pay 10% of whatever you take, but you have to pass through. If you want a thief in the area, there's areas to thief. They have to show you where you can thieve and where you can't. And they basically have to show you the social system so that you know where you can go and where you can't go. And
is there any way I can could possibly send it through mail if I go out of the city?
Messenger boy, I can get one of those.
If they would have mailmen, Dad.
How do you know they don't? All
they have messengers and everything. Yeah, they have delivery system.
Instead of regular mail.
Would I be able?
You'd have to check the mail.
Would I be able to send it? Send the dues through the mail.
Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. Just cost you a bit, depending on, you'd have to get to a place that has a system set up for that.
So, I'm done preaching on the streets. I get off my stool.
I still like this.
No. I get off my stool, and I walk back to where I last saw the group. Wait, Chase is right next to me. I just follow him in.
Into the Thieves Guild,
you're dumbass. Hey, I was just saying with
him. Guild.
What the fuck are you doing here?
Hey, I was just preaching outside.
I don't know this person.
Okay, then. I'll just leave. I just stroll in. Wrong church.
Wrong church?
Wrong church.
As he glows in there, it goes in there and he flipping lights up like a flipping light lantern. He's all,
dude,
wrong church, and turns around and
did
walks
I see this
out.
Going down?
Yeah.
I'm walking in.
You're in the Thieves Guild. You're training.
Oh, dang it.
He followed you both. You guys went to go do your training for the day, and he's like, he preached right outside the guild.
Is this
he's
mine?
Like, fellow members of the dark. You know? He just went on his spiel there.
And then walked in.
And then afterwards, he just wandered in with you guys. He started looking around, and he's like, wrong church, and turns around, and he starts glowing as he walks out the door.
Thieves are just looking at me like, what? What is this man's doing?
What is this man's doing?
Yeah, the person who's on guard outside is just like, that's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. I liked your speech, man. It meant a lot to me.
Yes, I have changed my alignment. Nah, I probably haven't. I just need to spread a little more gospel. Great.
Okay, so,
I'm gonna go looking for work.
No, you guys got an adventure. You guys gotta finish your...
Oh, yeah.
Your thing is coming up right now.
Is that you, Dylan? Stop. I thought somebody was actually knocking on the door.
Same.
We're gonna open the door and ask...
Taco, get over here.
Stop!
He's doing that song.
What the heck?
No.
No.
Pass the baby on the butt, dude. Cat does that 3 ounces of good job.
Okay, so you guys have went to the town that was
Chase XYZ dude.
West of where you guys were before. So you guys gotta go back you guys have to go back east and then hit the road that goes south back to the Assembra, where you guys met up with the guy that you said would bring you with escort into the area Mithdranor.
That you guys are, get the fuck out of it.
That you guys were trying to get to. So basically, you gotta just go head down the road to the east until you get to the split, and then head south. That's all you gotta do. And you hit the next town where the king asked you guys if you wanted to go adventure to get to Mithdranor.
Under